insight like no one else can.
Used to have the trainer slap him before every game.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Slap me, come on. Slap me harder.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let's get to it here. Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. T-Bone, could you pull up head coach and sporting director Bruce Arena for me, please? As I am still locked out here, we managed to break the phones talking about the movie Avatar, Bruce. So hopefully you can hear us now. Are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, man.
There we go.
Hey,
there
coach.
We go. I think the phones are still a little broken. We got derailed today by the movie Avatar. Did you ever see the movie Avatar, Bruce?
I saw a little of it, but I'm no expert to tell you that.
Oh, my God. Hey, T-Bone, ask Bruce if we can put him on hold and maybe reconnect with him because it's still too spotty and we're not able to have
We're not getting the answers we need.
Right? Yeah, we're not doing him justice here by having that type of connection.
I would be curious what Coach's favorite movies are.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
We find ask
Ladybugs. Yeah. Bend it like Beckham.
Beckham.
And what's the soccer movie with Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, Victory.
Victory, yeah. There you
Victory.
Go.
Oh, I love
right
Victory.
Yeah.
Great movie. Great Don't, movie.
Just save it here for a second.
Okay.
T-Bone, let me know when he's back on, please. And we can get into all that, and you know maybe we'll get to the upcoming match and the re-signing of Matt Polster. But you know if we don't. You know it's a let me say it again. It's a Friday in August. Okay, we're going to talk about what we want to talk about, and apparently what everyone else wants to talk about. That's why the phones are broken, literally broken from all the calls about the movie Avatar.
Is that a first?
It's never happened to me before. It's happened when there was like a contest going on in the building when they were giving away like $10,000 or something.
But
now, for a movie that came out how many years ago?
Yeah, I don't know. 2007? 2009. Yeah.
To just say Avatar and have the phones break as a result?
It's impressive.
I've never been a part of anything like that. So, yes, Ted, you can take credit for it if you want.
I'm going to. I'm sorry.
Your horrible Avatar take broke the phones.
I'll take it.
And now it's preventing us from talking to Bruce Arena.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, yeah, I feel bad.
Is he there now, Coach?
Nope. I think they're getting him ready right now.
I feel like the New England Revolution, last time I did a show with you a couple weeks ago, they were in 11th place. They've moved up to 8th place, right? So they're climbing
the standings are so tight right now, and it's they've only picked up, I think, 1 point in the last two games. The loss in Montreal on Saturday, the 4-0 loss. Bruce would probably be happy to talk about anything other than that. But, you know, they've got a 3-game home stretch coming up. So we can talk to Bruce Arena again here on 98.5 The Sports. So, Bruce, sorry about that. Are you back with us?
No problem. It could have been our end. Who knows?
All right. So did you say you love the movie Avatar?
I said no. I didn't say that. I only saw a little bit of it.
Oh, okay.
So I'm no expert.
We're trying to guess what you thought of if there does exist a good soccer movie, and there are several of them out there. Is there one movie that best represents soccer, or you think tells the best story relating to soccer?
Not really. You know, there's Beckham's movie. There was a movie on Pele, I think, years ago. But I really haven't seen a good one. I do understand that there's a possibility of a movie being done with some of the people that had issues with FIFA and was suspended for a lot of violations. But I have not seen a good soccer movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the only one we could really come up with other than Ladybugs.
You've clearly never seen if you've never seen a good soccer movie.
Well, there's another one you guys are missing too.
Well, which is what?
Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming
with
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah,
in terms of
Will Ferrell movies. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
There you go, Coach.
What about Victory with Pele and Sylvester Stallone?
I did see that. It was okay.
It's all right.
I think it's hard to do a movie on Pele, that's for sure.
Well, it's also, you know, hard to expect him to be you know, one of the greatest of all time in a sport, and also be able to act, which he really couldn't. I remember the line he delivers to Stallone: "You don't kick well, you don't dribble well, but you are a good goalkeeper."
Right. Like,
oh,
well,
boy.
When he came to the United States with the New York Cosmos, he didn't speak a word of English. So, to his credit, he picked up the language for some years, and obviously he was a great shot in the arm for the sport in our country.
Did you do any swearing in French during the 4-0 loss in Montreal last week? I can imagine they probably weren't thrilled about that.
As bad as things went, listen, we went into both of those games very shorthanded, and for me it was an accomplishment to get the point in Toronto. And then by the time we went to Montreal, we had two other players down, and we were in a lot of trouble. And you know, we didn't play well, but it wasn't a 4-0 game. And at 3-0, for the referee to award a penalty, I don't know if you saw it, but it was one of the great travesties ever in the game. And that really annoyed me. And that's where, you know, some of my my language was probably not real appropriate as I was talking to the fourth official. But whatever, it's all past us now. This is a huge week for us, and it's going to play a big part of whether we're going to be in position to be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, it bothers me for this reason, Bruce, because obviously, like you said, it was a 3-0 game when the penalty was called. So you look at it, and the only way I can, you know, be okay with it is I felt like it doesn't affect the outcome of the game. However, it does set a precedent, at least in the mind of either the referee or in other teams going forward. And that's a call that you just, it's mind-boggling to me. I don't know how it gets made like that.
If you ask 10 people whether that was a penalty or not, I think 10 people would say no. And the fact that at this point in the league in the month of August that we don't have a referee and a VAR that can figure that out is a little bit shocking. However, it does remind me a little bit of that play in football some years ago, two, 3 years ago in a conference final. Was it the Rams with the pass interference?
Oh, the Saints game.
Oh, that's right.
With the Rams,
yes,
yeah.
Yes,
that's it, Coach, yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
That's pass interference, period.
Right.
I care less what your rules are. And so that, I'm sure there were a few ugly words spoken on those sidelines.
All right, so home stretch coming up here.
Next three games.
Yeah, yeah. So you said, as you know, rightly so, that you know, getting a point on the road in Toronto is good. But now with this stretch of games, one match at a time, fine, good. I know that's the mantra. But are you thinking there's a certain number of points you really need to come out of after these three matches to be in the position you want to be in?
Well, if you put a gun to my head and said I had to tell you something, I would probably say we need 7 points.
Okay.
You know, and we have to, you know, we got to take a game at a time. You know, L.A. is going to be a real challenge, but we're getting some players back, which is going to help us. You know, Henry Kessler comes back. You know, we missed him in the games in Canada, so that's going to be a real plus. We're hopeful that Gustavo Bow can make it back this weekend. Marcel's going to make it back. Some of our young players that missed games in Montreal will be back. So we're going to be stronger for the week. But having said that, I think all our focus and energy has to be on the game Sunday. And then we'll take some inventory after the game and make a plan for Chicago on Wednesday.
And it's still so tight. I think there's 6 points in between, like, fifth place and 13th place right now. So
yeah.
seven points over three matches. I'm with you, and I appreciate you putting a number to it. I think that's an excellent thing to you know work toward, and I think that would put you in good position.
Yeah, it will. So hopefully, you know, the most important game right now is LA on Sunday. So we got to try to get 3 points.
All right.
Coach, I'm curious with 8 games left and the playoff you know, around the corner. You look at your team, if there's like one thing that you're kind of like unsettled with, or that you're just, you want to see your team do better, is there something that you wish you could see a little bit better from your team?
Well, before we played Montreal, we'd gone, I believe, 17 games without losing. So it hasn't been a disaster, but we haven't been good enough to win more games. Defensively, we've improved, and forget about the game in Montreal. But we have to get be strong in the attack. And the loss of Gustavo Bow and Dylan Barrero has hurt us. And getting those players back on the field is going to be huge. So if there's an area I think we've got to get better is in the attacking end of the field. We need to be more goal dangerous.
All right. You spent a long time with L.A. Any mixed feelings going up against your former club? It was, what, eight seasons as coach?
Yeah. And I spent probably 10 years there, a couple of years, obviously, after L.A. with the national team. So it was a great experience, as has most of them been for me in my career. So I have nothing but good feelings about my time in L.A., and I look forward to seeing him, and I hope we can beat the hell out of him, to be honest with you.
That's what I like. All right. Bruce, thanks so much for calling, as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks.
There he goes. Bruce Arena, head coach, sporting director, New England Revolution.
I could be friends with him. I don't know if he'd want to be friends with me. I like him.
Well,
I like Bruce Arena.
So,
as just a man.
What? Once again, name another coach in any sport, any discipline right now where it's like you got three matches ahead of you. Like, tell me what you want your record to be. In a, one game at a time, I'm just focused on today's training and this match. He's like, no, we need 7 points. We need two wins and a draw out of these next three home matches. There's no BS in the guy.
It's refreshing. It's amazing.
It's almost catches you off guard.
It does.
We've been talking to him for a long time now.
He doesn't even hesitate. No. He just tells you exactly what he's thinking. Right. God bless him.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's awesome. All right. 90 seconds here. No commercials, and we're back at it. Fourth and final hour. Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy, Ted, and Arcan here today on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.